O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Kateri Takawithia was born in 1656 in present-day New York. Her mother was Algonquian, a Christian native, and her father was a non-Christian Mohawk turtle chief. When Takawithia was 4 years old, a smallpox epidemic killed her parents and her brother, and left her with seriously impaired eyesight and a disfigured face. Inspired by Jesuit missionaries at an early age, Takawithia was baptized and assumed the name Kateri, probably in honor of Catherine of Siena. The following year, French conquerors reached her community of Ossonion and destroyed much of it, burning it to the ground and massacring many of the natives. Kateri escaped on the St. Lawrence River to a village of Christian natives, where she dedicated her life to chastity, prayer, and a care for the sick. She was the first Native American saint in the Catholic Church and is often called the Lily of the Mohawks and the Apostle of the Indians. A reading from Psalm 71, verses 1 to 3 and 15 to 17. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be ashamed. In your righteousness, deliver me and set me free. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong rock, a castle to keep me safe. You are my crag and my stronghold. My mouth shall recount your mighty acts and saving deeds all day long, though I cannot know the number of them. I will begin with the mighty works of the Lord God. I will recall your righteousness, yours alone. O God, you have taught me since I was young, and to this day I tell of your wonderful works. May the guarding of God shelter us against the winds and the wiles of the devil. A reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. For you yourselves know, brethren, that our coming to you was not in vain. But even after we suffered before and were spitefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God in much conflict. For our exhortation did not come from error or uncleanliness, nor was it in deceit. But as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God who tests our hearts. For neither at any time did we use flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness. God is witness. Nor did we seek glory from men, either from you or from others, when we might have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children. So affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us. For you remember, brethren, our labor and toil, for laboring night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you. We preach to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and God also, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behaved ourselves among you who believe, as you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father does his own children, that you would walk worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. This is the word of the Lord. May the guarding of God shelter us against the winds and the wiles of the devil. Martin Niemöller, a Lutheran pastor in Nazi Germany, wrote, "First they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for the communists, and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me. Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Jesus, we pray that you open our eyes to see you alive, present, and powerful today. Spirit, infuse all we say and do with the hope of resurrection life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We rejoice in God's goodness today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Let all that I am praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God with my dying breath. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In the reading that we had on Sunday of John 20, Mary failed to recognize Jesus at first. C.S. Lewis once wrote, "You can't see anything properly while your eyes are blurred with tears." Is there anything blurring our vision of Jesus today? Are we grieving? Do we feel sad? Are we stressed or distracted? Are we uncertain and afraid? It's easy to feel all this and more in the midst of this pandemic. Jesus, we desire and need to meet with you now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jesus, our vision is often blurred and we fail to recognize your presence. We want to see you in every situation and with every person that we connect with today. Open our eyes, Lord, to see your life-bringing possibilities. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone that we connect with. Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. Amen. And we bring all our prayers in the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Go before us, God, that we may follow in your steps. Go behind us, God, to steer us when we stray. And go beside us, God, as our strength and our joy for the journey. Amen. May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen.